A few days ago, we celebrated the Siblings' Day. And today's passage in Psalm 133, verses 1 to 3, is a passage that just recognized and highlights the blessedness of being united. Blessed are the brethren who are in unity, when brothers dwell together in unity. Let me read Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3 for today's devotional. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil in the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. This refers to the priests and Levites primarily, who have returned from captivity and are united in the service of God in the sanctuary. Remember, the majority are coming from different regions, different parts of provinces and lands. So they converge together in Jerusalem in this temple. So they are united and they enter his temple and pour out the benediction. You know, the Levites and the priests lead on this. And here, the beautiful order and harmony of the temple service is pointed out. There is orderliness, there is harmony, and it is just a joy that people are gathered together for one purpose, that is to worship the Lord. Unity is good and pleasant. We know that. I do not need to explain more on that. When at home, there is no unity, when siblings fight over, there are differences and not settling down. We know that there is tension. It's not pleasant. According to Clark's commentary, unity is, according to this scripture, a good thing and a pleasant, and especially among the brethren, members of the same family, of the same Christian community, and of the same nation. And why not among the great family of mankind? On the other hand, disunion is bad and hateful. The former is from heaven, the latter is from hell. Yes, we know that unity is from God. We cannot manufacture unity. We are just told to endeavor to keep the unity, but it's a gift from God. But where there is tension and strife and every envy and jealousy among God's people, it's not God who is reigning, but hell and Satan. How is it unity illustrated to bring pleasantness here? It's as a holy anointing with oil, which was strongly perfumed, and you know it's poured from the head of the priest, and the odors are diffused to the great delight of all the bystanders when it was poured down upon the head of Aaron. This has an undeniable application as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit infills or dwell or empowers the brethren will be able to dwell together in unity. And this is only possible because of the Holy Spirit. We know that love, joy, peace, goodness, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, self-control, and all these kinds of things and virtues are not from us. It's from the Spirit. And wherever there are these virtues, there is pleasantness of unity. And these are found only if people are indwelt and filled and controlled by the Spirit. If these are absent, we know that the flesh will take over. But when these are present, one finds a little breath of heaven on earth. Blessed indeed is such unity. And what would be the result? It sets the blessings from God. The description here is God will command his blessing. It is God's prerogative to command the blessing. Man can only beg a blessing. Blessings, according to the promise, are commanded blessings, for he has commanded his covenant forever. Blessings that take effect are commanded blessings, for he speaks and it is done. There is life where love is. You see, when Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have loved one for another," That's the pleasantness and the beauty of unity. But there is love. And this love, as I said, is the fruit of the Spirit. There is just like this picture of Mount Hermon. Although Mount Hermon is far from Jerusalem, but the idea, the picture is from the highest peak, which is Mount Hermon, where dew and ice are melted there, it will cascade and go down into the valley, into the lower portion, so that the dew will affect the coldness of Jerusalem or Mount Zion, which is a hill. But this could only happen because of the dew coming from Hermon. And this is the picture of how God will bring blessing. He is like at the top of the Mount Hermon. He is there up to bestow blessing. For there comes the blessing and life forevermore. Blessed indeed if the brethren dwells in unity. Let's not forget to pray for unity in our families. It's easy for us to squabble and fight over petty things. But as somebody said, a home that is thriving and healthy is a forgiving home. Everyone in the home is not perfect. What can make the home livable and healthy is we forgive one another. And there is unity, even in the church. When we learn how to forgive one another, we love one another, not only in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Maybe that we'll allow the Holy Spirit to take control. Only if we are controlled by the Spirit that love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and so on and so forth will be the result. What we try to do only is to be filled with the Spirit. And when we are filled with the Spirit, He will control us and His fruit will be evident in your life and in my life. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this beautiful psalm, very short psalm. Yet, indeed, we pray, Lord, as Jesus has prayed in John 17, that we should be united as you and the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, are united. Jesus asks us not to be out of the world, but to be kept from the world. And thank you, dear Father, that you can help us how to really live that unity is possible, not because we have the same personalities, but because we have the same Savior and Lord in our lives, the same Spirit. Thank you for the unity in our homes, in our churches. Lord, if ever there is discord happening, help us to forgive one another. Give us the grace, Lord, to be humble. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.